Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Weissoon. If you enjoy real-world hunting and fishing talk, you're really going to enjoy listening to my good friend, Luke Clayton, and his guest for the next hour.
This is David Fox, and welcome to Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. Luke has been a recognized outdoors writer for the past 3 decades and writes for a host of outdoor publications. Luke pens a weekly newspaper outdoors column that appears in over 40 Texas newspapers. Luke is on the pro staff of Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Smoking techs, electric smokers, feel free to contact Luke through his website, catfishradio.org. Now let's join Luke and his guests for this week's show.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, and folks, welcome to our show this week. We've got some interesting guests lined up. I think you're going to have a good time listening to us. Like always, our first guest is Larry Weissoon. Larry's an intricate part of this show. Larry, thank you for being here for 20 years. This is our 20-year anniversary of the show,
Woo!
Buddy. Can you believe it?
I can't either. That's truly special. I'll tell you what, I have enjoyed doing the radio with you for these 20 years. It's one of the things that I truly look forward to every week of you and I getting together. You know, we get together occasionally whenever we can out in the field and hunt some fishing and that kind of thing. But the radio show gives us an opportunity to visit, catch up every week, and it's been out of this world good. So thank you so very much for allowing me to be a part of this for so many years.
I've enjoyed it. We both have a big time. I can remember back, Larry, back in the early days of this when I had there was a producer, Dan Foster, a radio personality, Dan.
Yes, sir.
And he's a great friend. He moved up to New Mexico, but he was Bill Mack's newsman for many years.
Oh, yes.
Dan was. So you didn't know it at the time when we were first starting this stuff, but I would drive 50 miles to Allen, Texas, to a little old studio that looked kind of like you remember Hee Haw and that little radio studio where they had the egg cartons on the wall? Well, it was good equipment, but Dan, I knew nothing about. All I knew was I like to talk about hunting and fishing, and Dan was the man. He understood sound and he would flip the switches. But I would drive 100 miles round trip every week. And you didn't know where I was coming from, but that's where I was coming from, that little old studio in Allen, Texas. And I'd get hung up sometimes, you know, I'd be talking to a guest and I'd say, what color are the fish by hitting best? And they might, you know, say chartreuse, and that's it. And I'd get hung up. I had yet to learn to keep the conversation flowing, but it was a lot of fun. Larry, you've got some great folks that we share some of them, but that make it possible for you to be with us, and I'd like you to mention them, you know?
Absolutely. Of course, first and foremost is Dallas Fart Club, DSC, Conservation Education, Hunter Advocacy, and Hornady, accurate, deadly, dependable stealth vision that's made there or put together there in Crockett, Texas, the finest hunting optics available as far as I'm concerned. And then also we have got a great company with Taurus. Taurus makes the Raging Hunter handguns that I hunt. And you would, of course, we both share the Choctaw Hunting Lodge as well, too, with doing a lot of things there. Need to mention very quickly, I just got back very recently from a hunt that I did, where we sold a buffalo hunt that was bought by Mr. Steve Hornady, who he and his family own Hornady Ammo, and had an absolutely fabulous time up there with him, shot a good buffalo, and people will be able to see that on A Sportsman's Life here, if not, hadn't already seen it, they will very shortly. Yeah. Then too, Mark and Carol Little also bought a bison hunt there at the DSC Oklahoma chapter, and they were up there as well at the same time, so had just an absolutely great time. And I have to mention too, we mentioned DSC, a couple other things I really want to visit about this morning, but need to mention that don't forget that the DSC convention is going to be held in Atlanta, Georgia, February 6th, 7th, and 8th. There's still time. We've got about 2 weeks before that thing starts to plan to be there. And this is the hunting show of all hunting shows, if you will. Such a great organization. The DSC is just the finest conservation organization there is in the world when you get right down to it, having to do with hunting and supporting hunting. So, you know, hope to see a lot of folks out there. I'll be there visiting with Steve Hornady. Excuse me, visiting with Steve Hornady. And I know Steve's going to be there as well, too, and the Hornady crew and Stealth Vision Doc. And Joe and Terry are going to be in the Stealth Vision booth. And good gosh, there's no telling who else will show up out there. And I really look forward to spending time with people out there. Also, I need to mention, I just got back from an absolutely fabulous hunt that I did down in Durango, Mexico. My second time down there on the El Durangueño Ranch. And had an absolutely out of this world time. That too, we had one of the gentlemen there that bought the hunt that we sold on that property to be down there with me at the DSC Foundation Gala. And I think it'd be best just kind of hold off telling about that hunt till we can kind of devote pretty much an entire episode to it. So, but you know, so many good things going on with hunting seasons in Texas. We still got hunting seasons with our managed land permit until the end of February. So, I'm heading back over to our good friends, the Cottons place, to try to take care of some last minute does. And there's still a few management bucks I'd like to remove. Not that I wasn't concerned about their breeding does, but as much as I am about them eating all the good forage that's out there and could be eaten by other bucks that have got better opportunities as far as antlers are concerned. So a lot of hunting going in the past, a lot of hunting going on, still a lot of hunting coming up in the future as well, too.
That's right, Larry. Yeah, I've got a couple of doe, a buck and a doe right now in the freezer. And I've got, two more probably that I'm going to, it's a good chance I'll probably take. Maybe one at the Cottons, but up the Friendswood Ranch up in Red River County.
Oh, yes, sir.
I've got plans to go up there. Let me think here. Probably a week or 10 days from now. And
yes, sir.
and hunt that ranch. That place is it's a beautiful, beautiful part of the world up there. Big old hardwoods with interspersed with a few pine plantations around. But I was raised somewhere about 12 miles kind of northeast of that ranch. And of course, when I was a boy, it was just timberland, you know, growing up all through there. It's near Bogota, but it's folks might want to check it out. It's, of course, the buck hunts they've already got the quota of bucks, but they have hog hunts throughout the, you know, winter and spring. Friendswood Ranch, I believe, .com. You can Google Friendswood in Red River County and find it. But, looking really forward to that. I've got a little more muzzle loading hunt shooting that I need to do. My problem is, it's really not a problem, but I've got all the venison that I need. I'm stocked. My freezer is full, so I've got on hunts coming up. We're going to be eating sausage and steaks and just out of my freezer. I'll need some help with that. But I've got two more deer that I really expect I'll probably be taking. So I've got I'm going old school again. I've got my daughter's father-in-law, Phil Zimmerman. You know Phil.
Oh, no, Phil will. Yes,
he's got built a big old a metal building there out where he lives, and it's a perfect place for making sausage. So I told him, I said, Phil, we haven't made sausage together in probably 6-7 years. And I said, that's a good warm place if we want to make some sausage in the winter. So I'm thinking we may, of course, keep the back straps on, if assuming I do kill two more fat doe. I think I will. And then devote the rest of that meat to salami and summer sausage and do it old school. Mix it up, grind it. You know, I have an old meat grinder, Larry, that some of our listeners will know remember the name Bob Hood. Bob was the outdoor editor for the Fort Worth Star.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Fort Worth Star Telegram for 43 years. A great friend and just a heck of an outdoorsman. But when Bob passed away, his wife his widow, gave me. Bob had already told me. He said, "You need this thing. It's a meat grinder. You've seen it. It weighs 80 pounds, Larry.
Yes, sir.
And it was built back in the 30s. I did some research on it. But that thing, Bob used to say, this thing will grind up a Volkswagen. That was his saying. Yeah, he wasn't far from the truth. But I wanted, if nothing else, we can put all that venison to good use and make a bunch of summer sausage.
You know, Lordy.
Yeah, and it'll be, I don't know, it'll just be a nostalgic thing for me to get to use that old grinder. I haven't used the grinder since we stopped making the sausage, but it's not that hard. I want to devote a little segment sometime to sausage making at home. If you just mix pork with venison, you know, breakfast sausage, that's the simplest. And one of the things that I advise people to start with.
Oh, yes.
But it's not at all hard to get some casings. That's pork casings. And a sausage stuffer is not expensive. You can spend a lot of money on an automatic stuffer, but you can get a good stuffer for probably $50 or less. And make smoked links and things like that out of your ground. The ground venison with fat, it's about the same whether you're making smoked links or breakfast sausage or whatever, but the trick is learning how to get that sausage into those casings, which is pretty easy. But Butcher Packer Supply is a company that has all kind of seasonings, Larry, and you know about them, but you can go online to butcher-packer.com and cures. I mean, I've got cures from them for doing wild hog hams for curing them and smoking them.
So, oh yes.
Anyway, there's a lot of fun stuff still coming up. You know, it's not over yet.
You know, you're right. And as you were talking, I was remembering all the sausages that we made when I was a kid, and
I bet.
Did it with a hand crank kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of equipment available, as you mentioned. And where I grew up, there's a place called Heinsohn's Store, H-E-I-N-S-O-H-N-S Store. And you can go to that website. And if you're looking for any kind of grinders or anything along those lines, anything having to do with sausage from that respect or meat preparation, that's a great place to go. He's got a great website, and just about anything that you might want having to do with butchering, you can find right there.
You bet you. Well, Larry, we're about out of time. I'll let you go, let you get packed up for your next hunt, and we'll join everybody right here next week. How about that?
Yes, we will.
Folks, I want to introduce you to Vineyard Max. Now, this is an awesome deer attractant, a food attractant, that's made with hammer-milled grape skin, dried hammer-milled grape skins. It has a mixture of rice bran and also corn chops. Very effective. Deer can smell the scent of grapes from a long way, and it brings them in. I've used it in West Texas out with Larry Wysoon, and we were out there where deer are not even exposed to grapes, and they came right in. Also, Vineyard Max has a very good line of game and fish feeders. Check them out online, vineyardmax.net. Friends, Mr. Larry Wysoon is going to tell you about the finest hunting optics that we have ever found.
Look, these are called Stealth Vision. They come from Crockett, Texas. Dr. John McCall developed them. They're 34-millimeter tubes as opposed to the narrower tubes, so more light transmission. They have a little green light that comes on. That scope is leveled because that's when you want to pull the trigger. They have an optional lighted reticle as well, too, and a whole lot of other products. And folks can learn more about them by going to stealthvision.com.